Missouri Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
Is looking at a people, pulling them closer to Him so that we can rejoice in knowing what God is doing. Now, there are two kinds of time, Kairos time and Chronos time. Chronos is where we get the word chronological. That's situational. What's your situation like? So your situation may be dire. You keep on trusting in the Lord. The Lord says, I've got time in the palm of my hand. Time was not made for man. Time was not made for God. Time was made for man. Because our God is outside of time and space. And when you start trusting in the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Anybody waiting on the Lord? Anybody been praying? Anybody been calling upon Him? You know, not long ago, several days ago, I went to the hospital to see Sister Chalk Chu. She was reaching out a hand to me before I even got close to her. And I laughed at that because the Lord said, I need you to go to her and reach your hand out and shake her. And I told her, I said, the Lord said He had a healing for you. And I was to shake your hand. Isn't it ironic that when you've been linked up with the Lord and you see what the Lord is doing and you prophetically know what God has said and then you see it being manifested, that's enough to make you jump and shout. You think it's an accident that Michael said there's a change coming on and this word is nothing but about change. And the Lord is trying to change us. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And here's my point. You can't get to heaven without being changed. You cannot get there the way you are without being changed. Nicodemus, come here. You must be born again. You can't get to where I am without being changed. When you are changed, your life is different. Your season is completely different. Your lifestyle is completely different because something happened in you. There's a season that's going on the inside. And when that season impacts us, we can see the fulfillment of what God is doing. My brothers and sisters, as I come to a close, what I have discovered is that life is composed of joy and sorrow. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away from me. Sorrow, because my heart grieves at those lost souls that do not have a relationship with the Lord. Building and destroying. And living and dying, each one comes at its proper time. This reminds us that we are creatures of time. And we are not yet able to partake of the joy of eternity. But one day, we will all see the Lord. We will all see Him face to face. When our season and our time will be no more. That's why the Lord has already sanctioned, declared, and decreed that I'm outside of time and space. And because I'm outside of time and space, one day I will usher you in into eternity, which has no end, which has no time clock, which has no season, but will rejoice and live and glorify and magnify the Lord for an eternity. Is that you? Is that you? Have you committed yourself to the Lord? Have you sacrificed and been obedient to what God's word has said? Because I understand how to live like the world, but I have to learn how to be a Christian. I have to learn how to love you as Christ loved you. I have to learn how to serve you as Christ served you. I need to learn how to sacrifice to you as Christ has sacrificed for each and every one of us. And even there will come a day that I will have to die like Christ died, because this world is not my home. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said, Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. We got to get to Jesus for salvation. Salvation for eternal life is in Christ Jesus. The doors of the church are open. If you are here today, not tomorrow, but today, because the Lord said, teach them how to pray. He said, give us our daily bread. Don't look for things tomorrow. Let it be today. And the Lord is saying, this is a new day, a day of prophetic ramification. 2020 is a prophetic year, a year where we will see the completion of what God is doing prophetically in the realm of the spiritual world. The question is, what is God doing? God is drawing men to him. Pastor isn't saying that the world is coming to an end, but I can attest to you, the world is coming to an end. I can't tell you when. No man knows. Only the Father will one day allow the horn to be blown, and those dead in Christ will rise, that we which are alive will be caught up, the rapture. The question is it you? The Lord speaks to your heart today. He speaks to your heart because he loves you. But Pastor, you don't know my story. The Lord said, I came to wipe away all of your past transgression, all of your missteps, and all of your deeds. I came to give you life and that you might have it more abundantly, but you don't know my story. There was a man who hung on a cross who had a story. He was a thief. And he said, Lord, when you enter into your kingdom, remember me. He didn't have time to be baptized. He didn't have time to walk down the aisle. He just had time to get in touch with the Lord. And if you just have time to get in touch with the Lord said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. The Lord is simply saying today, have you gotten in touch with me? In the year 2020, is this your year? A breakthrough. Hey, is this your year of change? Is this your year of doing what God called you to do? in the year 2020. The Lord is simply saying to you, I came that you might have the abundances of life. The Lord is speaking to the hearts of those who will hear. No longer will you be condemned. The Lord is simply saying, I have redemption, compassion, and love for each and every one that follows me all the way into the kingdom. And when you say yes to the Lord, the Lord says, I will bless you according to my divine purpose for your life, but I will bless you according to my riches and glory. Is that you, Antioch? Don't let the day pass by. Pastor, I've sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Lord is simply saying, I didn't come for the righteous, I came for sinners. That's why you saw me with tax collectors. That's why you saw me going after winos. That's why you saw me after those drug addicts. I came for those who were sinners. And if whatever your problem is, whatever you've been caught up in, whatever you've been hooked on, it's just right for the Lord. Because your breakthrough is imminent. Your breakthrough. But you don't know me, but the Lord knows you. And because he knows you, he said, I can do exceedingly abundantly above more than you could ask of thee. Is it you? If it's you, then rejoice for our Lord, our God and our King. For he saved us, sanctified us, justified us, redeemed us, restored us, revitalized us. But most of all, he saved us. I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was once blind, but now I see. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? You've been out there long enough, but the Lord says, I am that I am. Your rock in a weary land. Your shelter in a time of storm. I am that I am. Your water when I am thirsty. Your food when you're hungry. I am that I am. Broken chains. The Lord is breaking those chains. He's breaking strongholds. Hey. The enemy has no power over the powers of our Lord, our God, and our King. Breaking strongholds. The enemy has no power over the powers of our Lord, our God, and our King. The enemy has no power over our Lord, our God, and our King. And we can praise him forever, for he is an awesome God. El Shaddai, El Elyon, we love you, Lord, for you are great, powerful, and awesome. How great? How great? How great is our God who brought us from a mighty long way? He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor. And he is worthy of all glory. So, Lord, you said, hey, you said that you will send the Holy Spirit to change the hearts of your house. So let it be done now, Lord. Here we are, Lord, ready to receive your supernatural blessings upon this place. And we thank you, Lord, that our prayers have already been answered. We thank you, Lord God, as we fast for you. You're hearing our sacrifices and you are honoring our requests. So let it be done, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as we bless the name of Jesus, for he's worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have Alexia returning home.